Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, they made 11 threes. You know, we didn't shoot it well. But they're a really good team, and you can't give a team 20 and think you're going to come back. It was, we made probably the best effort we've made all year long.
Coach was asked about Tyus's rebound scoring a game-high 23 points after scoring only 6 points against Pittsburgh.
I thought he and Elijah and I thought O'Shea did everything they could. You know, Frank was not in the game. I don't know what it was, but he was never there. And Pascal struggled. You know, when those two guys struggle, it's not good for our team. You know, 18 minutes and 14 minutes of zeros.
Coach was asked about Frank Howard's inconsistencies.
Can't get by people. They're a pressure team, and he can't get by them. He just gets side to side, then he has to throw it, and there's nobody open because they aren't coming to help because he can't get by.
Do you think that's still lingering from the injury?
No, it shouldn't be. When teams pressure you, you have to be able to go by. And Tyus is the only one that right now can get by. We forced them to go in, take some shots off balance, and we got it. You know, we wanted to keep pressing. We were so tired. The first three or four possessions, they went right by us and, you know, got easy shots. It's hard to press a team like that the whole game. They're good. They got good players, good passers, good shooters. But it did get us in the game, but then I don't think we had enough gas left then.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please subscribe. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia on Facebook and Twitter. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you the fans a voice. Well, Syracuse slipped after pulling within one early in the second half, a quad one loss. So they dropped to 16-7 overall, 7-3 in ACC play. You'll hear from us. We'll hear from you in fan feedback. And we look ahead to the quad three matchup with Boston College as they come into the Dome Saturday, February 9th at 2 p.m. But first, we're going to hear from the folks over at Tix Blitz. Look, we all need tickets for something, whether it is a sporting event or it's a concert, or if you're like Joe, I mean, maybe you like to do the occasional Broadway show, you know? So Tix Blitz is the official ticket provider for our friends at Armchair Media Network, where we cover Syracuse sports for. Unlike other ticketing providers that sneak in extra fees and unexplained service charges, at Tix Blitz, the price you see is the price you pay. Unnecessary fees should not prevent you from seeing the sporting event, concert, or Broadway show, if you're like Joe, of your choosing. Go to TixBlitz.com. Keep laughing. Go to TixBlitz.com and enter promo code Armchair at checkout to receive 5% off your total ticket purchase. That's TixBlitz.com. Promo code Armchair. TixBlitz. Guaranteed seats. Guaranteed emotions. So National Signing Day today. There was a ton of news for football. We did have 17 early signees. that were pretty decent. So just trying to hit the rest of those targets, Joe. So you want to kind of wrap some of that up?
Yeah. Today during National Signing Day, we had four guys sign. The quarterback, he had decommitted from Maryland and said that he had committed to Syracuse. David Summers, he signed. The other guy, the decommit, Jason Munoz, he had committed previously to Miami, and with the coaching change, he decommitted and signed with us. And defensive end Stephen Linton signed with us today, and he chose us between Missouri, Arizona State, and South Florida. And running back Garrison Johnson, who the quarterback coach used to be his head coach in high school down in Texas.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. He had previously committed to North Texas and decommitted and came with, decided to sign with us. I think he was 85th overall running back in the class. So they're all three stars, and it was a good ending to the National Signing Day. And we'll get into it a little bit more in podcasts in the future. But
yeah, we'll try to dedicate an episode to you know what we've got, what we need. But real quickly, Joe, what do you think? How many scholarships do they have left? Do you know?
Well, I was just going to say that if anyone wanted to go out to YouTube and look at Syracuse Sports, look at the playlist with football, and you can go in there and you can see Dino Babers.
Press conference.
He had about a 15-minute press conference today talking about the recruiting class, and he kind of explains a little bit, but he really doesn't give some clarity to exactly the number. So, right. You know, there's an article out there kind of with some assumptions about maybe some more attrition, maybe some other guys transferring or leaving the program. So right now we really don't know. I know for sure they have at least one graduate transfer that they're going after, the guy there from, I don't know, I forget exactly the school.
You're talking about transferring from Syracuse as well, so is that going to free up scholarships?
Well, yes. I mean, if a player that holds a scholarship decides to leave the school and transfer, then that opens up a scholarship.
Right,
so, and right now, around this time, this is when you get some of the leftover junior college and then the graduate transfers. So, and I know that we're looking at a I think it's an offensive lineman from South Alabama, I believe, right now. So in Babers, he talked about how he thought that, you know, he thinks there's a little bit more than – there's a reporter that said that he thought that we were at 85 right at our limit, and Dino said something along the line of, you know, there's a little bit more there, but – you guys will you'll find out.
This is like one of the longest processes in college sports is the football signing. It's like it goes forever. It's gonna go into the summer probably. We never really know until.
But recruiting never
ends. Recruiting ends. But
they're already recruiting for 2-3 classes ahead. Yeah. So, you know.
All right. Well, we will dedicate an episode to that when we can. And right now, it's super busy. The middle of ACC play for Syracuse basketball. It was what would have been, well, what was, but could have been better, a historic night for Battle in the record books. He passed a bunch of Syracuse legends on the scoring list. Pearl Washington, Dale Shackelford, the original Shaq, Lewis Orr, Rudy Hackett, Dennis Duvall, Jason Hart. He's now number 21 on SU's all-time scoring list. Unfortunately, it wouldn't be enough, though, unfortunately, against the Seminoles. The Orange would pull to within one, as I mentioned, after a Brissett tip-in with about 13 and a half minutes left. They'd keep it up around 3 points for about 3 minutes or so before a 7-0 run by the Seminoles that would extend to about 15. That's when the body language for Syracuse took over. Too many mistakes to overcome at the beginning and the end of this game as fatigue set in as well. Battle with a game high, 23 points as Hughes followed him up with a solid 17. Those two would lead the Orange in scoring and in turnovers, each with 4. Howard 0 for 2 from the floor. And 0 for 3 from the line with 3 turnovers. That would open the door for Buddy Boeheim, who has been pretty reliable lately, shooting around 50%. But he went 0 for 6 from distance and also contributed to the 19 turnovers with 3. The Seminoles would score 16 points off those turnovers. Buddy did finish with 6. Brissett with a second straight double-double, 16 points, 12 rebounds. He has combined for 34 points and 24 rebounds in the last two games with only 3 3-point attempts, Joe. So for me, despite the loss, you know, you have to pull some good out of this game. And I think that could be the silver lining, you know, and you think to yourself, you know, what could have been, because you don't always need everybody clicking. What you do need, though, as I thought to myself as I was thinking about putting these game notes together, is that these games are extremely hard to win when Chukwu isn't scoring points. 0 points and 3 rebounds. Go ahead.
I think that when you really look at it, and we've talked about it before, when Frank Howard and Chukwu are scoring and we have five scores out there and we're kind of, I don't want to say clicking on all cylinders because we haven't seen that yet, but when those guys contribute, then we're a different team.
Sure.
Right. And I think that a lot of times we kind of get ahead of ourselves sometimes and don't actually look at the talent that we're playing. And I mean, going into this game, we had the third easiest ACC schedule at that point. If you look at our wins minus the Duke win, and we can talk about, you know, the people that didn't play for them, but take away the Duke game, we haven't really had that many impressive. Most of our wins have came from
Clemson,
the bottom half of the ACC.
Miami, Pitt twice.
Right. So you got to put it in perspective. You have a hot Florida State team coming in. They're one of the bigger teams in the ACC, so they can kind of match up with us a little bit down low better. And I mean, they came in and they kind of punched us in the mouth. And if we're not going to get that kind of production from those two players, with Frank Howard and Chukwu, and then you're going to get a team that shoots 50%. I mean, you could say that alone. If a team comes in and shoots 50% against our 3 points, our 2-3 zone, then we're going to have a hard time winning, regardless if that's a good team.
50%.
It's a good team.
Yeah, they're
Florida
a good
State's
team.
A good team.
They are.
So I mean, we're kind of getting a look at, you know, the type of teams we're going to be playing mostly and better coming down the end of the season. And you got to put it in perspective that, I mean, a lot of our wins have came from the bottom half. And so these are the type of the games that we're going to see. And it's not going to get any easier. I mean, I know we got Boston College coming up. But after that, I mean, it's going right back to the gauntlet. So
yeah, I mean, you got Clemson mixed in there. You got Wake Forest in the last third of the season. And we're going to get into that immediately after this. By the way, Florida State shot 54.5% from the floor. Yep. I'll piggyback on what you said. A Florida State team that came into this game shooting 33% from behind the arc. You know, they would come into the dome. Of course they would come into the dome, and they would shoot 11 for 22, 50%, to Syracuse's 25%, 5
of
for
course.
20. And this honestly does not surprise me anymore. It's almost predictable. Hughes, the only outside threat for the Orange, he had made four out of his five threes. The Orange shot 41% from the field and went back to struggling from the line as well, 62.5%, and they lost the battle of the boards. That's also nothing new. Just constant. Constantly losing the rebound battle, 33-28. Just a couple quick notes. Syracuse slipped in the net from 42nd to 47th. Not a big slide, no big deal there. This was, as we'll talk about in a second, this was more of an opportunity. But at some point, when we say, you know, this is more of an opportunity for Syracuse, it's not going to really hurt them too bad to lose this game. At some point, you got to take a hold of these opportunities. And a good place to do it would have been at the Dome. 29-4 on fast break points. That's just embarrassing.
That was the biggie.
Think about at least four points I can think of with a Brissett trip and a Hughes breakaway. He tripped over his own foot. Syracuse ranks 14th. That's my last note here. Syracuse ranks 14th in the ACC in free throw percentage at 68.4%. Joe, how many teams are in the ACC? 15.
16.
15. Syracuse ranks. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. Syracuse ranks 14th is my point. An opportunity missed, Joe. But like I said, at some point, you know,
you got to win one.
You got to take.
You can't lose them all.
Right.
So,
and like you mentioned,
we're going to have to win some.
We did one, and that was Duke. And we can only cling on to that for so long before it is just before we're beating a dead horse talking about, well, Syracuse beat Duke. Well, guess what? Syracuse hasn't done a whole lot of impressive things since that game. So we talked about as well this third of the season, the loss against Virginia Tech, a win against Boston College, a win against Pittsburgh, a loss against Florida State. We were hoping to go 4-2. We're already at 2, so we're at 2-2 with two games left. Boston College at home, and NC State is brutal. NC State's a tough team.
I mean, I was saying that we had to go at least 3-3 to kind of stay on track.
Oh,
so
really? Okay.
I was just saying 4-2 would be.
I thought 4-2 was good.
4-2 would have been a good, you know, but 3-3 was, we had to go at least 3-3. So that kind of makes this Boston College game pretty important. because, again, I don't know how well we match up with NC State and going down and playing them. So
I said 11 wins in ACC to get into the tournament. Now, right. I may be overshooting it according to the net ranking, because it's kind of hard to slip with their strength of schedule. So, and you know, we'll see. I guess you can't lose a bunch in a row. I tell you that they'll drop.
No, it. I think so, that you. It really, realistically, when you look at it, you got to look at BC, Wake Forest, and Clemson is must wins, and then you got to get one of the other ones.
Right. Exactly. And that'd be and your 11.
Right.
Yeah. So just we will look at the last half, obviously, after NC State. So NC State will be an away game. And then for the first two games of the last third of the season will be at home versus Louisville and then at home versus Duke. And Duke is healthy. So there's that. All right. you have anything else you want to say? You want to go to fan feedback or what?
Yeah, I know that we were kind of, you know, it's a loss, but it was great to kind of see him come back.
It was.
It took everything, and Frank Howard really didn't have a great game. He only had 14 minutes. So, again, with him, it's a mental thing, and it just kind of just isn't really good, because when he's not playing good, he just kind of brings the whole thing down.
I was just going to say, he's dragging the whole team down, dude. He is.
As bad as it sounds, I mean, that's why Boeheim sits him for the amount that he does, because he sees what he's,
like,
you know,
Frank,
so.
Frank Howard, and sophomore year.
Right, and one of the things I think we have to work on, one of the biggest things and one that we haven't talked about other than free throws, is we got to be stronger with the ball. We have to be stronger with the ball, and we have to learn how to beat these teams that play pressure defense, and that's the only way that you get rid of that. You know, you find out what their defense.
They look so confused sometimes.
Well, you come out and you see how a team plays defense, and what you do is you figure out the weaknesses, try to make them change out of whatever they're doing. So when they're playing up like that, you have to get by them. Frank Howard couldn't get by him. That's why he wasn't in there. Boeheim said that, and you have to get by him. You have to try to take it hard to the hole and create fouls and get people in foul trouble so that you make them back off, and we didn't do that. So
refs kind of sucked. I actually didn't see a whole lot of fan feedback on that, but they kind of sucked in the first half. The first half
it was kind of bad, but we did get it back with an 8 by the end of it, so we did make a good run there. Uh-huh. And I think a lot of it just had to come, like you said, 29 fast break points, and we had a lot of unforced turnovers and a lot of just turnovers where we just – they shouldn't be turnovers if
bad
you're just
passes,
stronger
like
with the ball. Bad passes.
Elementary stuff, man. This is stuff that I tell my 12-year-old and his teammates, make better passes. If you guys would make better passes, you wouldn't be running down the court gassed all the time. Because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. It's hard
but
to
Florida
be too.
State was a good, they were a good team. They shot
a good
really
team.
Well. They're hot right now. I think they're on a 3-game winning streak. I think this made it 4. So,
but it's hard to be. It's hard to be tough on Syracuse with them bringing it to within one. But on the other hand, on the flip side of that, you were right there. You were right there within one freaking point, and they go on a 7-0 run on you. And it was from missed shots. They could have bellied up and given up. You're right. They could have lost by 40. Who knows? Right. But they were down by 22, brought it within 8. I'm proud of them for that. And in the first half, come back in the second half, played really good ball for 10 minutes, and they were gassed. And when they went on that 7-0 run, you could see it starting to slip. So that's that. Let's hear from you guys.
Yeah.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the Loud House, the best damn college sports fans in the nation.
All right, y'all know the deal, Facebook and Twitter. Go there, at Cuse Militia's universal handle. I always propose a question at the end of every game, thoughts on the game. If they win, I'll even put an orange emoji on it, but I didn't last night. I wasn't feeling
it. Aren't you fancy?
I wasn't feeling it last night, and I apologize. I wasn't trying to be sour or sore loser, but I just wasn't happy. Let's see. Oh, fan feedback is brought to us by the folks at MyBookie. If you've never bet online before and you're thinking about it, I would go to MyBookie. I recommend them. They've been good to me. I've actually wagered quite a bit over there. But if you're not familiar with online betting, what you're going to want to do is research it. If you have done it and you know what you're getting into, go to MyBookie. They've been in business for years, and their reputation is rock solid. They do cash bonuses, so right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. nothing. They have fast payouts, and I think it's 2 business days. I only recommend a service that's been good to me. As I said, that's why I'm urging you to make your way over to MyBookie. You win, they pay. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code QS25 to activate that offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. So there's that. And also, we got a review. We had JM from, I believe I've seen him on Facebook. He had a review last time, and now I've got one and only BG. He gives us 5 stars. He says, digging it. Just started listening recently. Already love it. Q's bias, but it's realistic bias. It's one thing to be a crazy fan. It's another thing to be an educated fan. Keep up the great content. Another beautiful, very good.
You wrote that.
That was me. You got me.
I knew it.
Another great original review, and we really appreciate that. One and only BG, email me at qsmilitia@gmail.com, and I got some stuff to send out to you. So do that. Get to me, and we'll get that to give us your address, and we'll get that stuff out as soon as we can. Let's start with Facebook today. Let's go with Lori. She says, Frank Howard is worthless. Some of these are brutal, okay? trying to hit threes before even trying to take it to the hole. Chukwu and his dumb fouls and Elijah is wishy-washy. So, Frank, he went 0 for 3 from 3. He wasn't trying to drive the ball. I get it. She's not very happy. Chukwu had a bad game. You know, he does commit terrible fouls. He's just like that. And, you know, it's just how he plays.
Yeah, that was another annoying thing to me last night was when they fouled, they didn't make sure that they didn't make the shot. Like, they were getting and ones, and it was like, come on.
Right,
like,
good point, yeah.
Make sure.
Like, if you're going to foul him, freaking at least make a miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, all right, Lori. Lori's not happy. It's all good. Elijah's not really wishy-washy. I don't think. Elijah's had a couple bad games. Elijah's problem is his ball control. I don't know if his feet get ahead of his hands or what the hell's going on there, but he's dribbled off of his foot I don't know how many times this year, and he just gets rattled when he's got a defender in his face. He's like bobbling the ball, and it's ugly looking sometimes.
I think I agree with Lori as far as wishy-washy, as far as when he is driving to the hole. Like you said, the ball control, sometimes he loses it. He does tend to turn the ball over more than other people on the team. But sometimes he looks real fluent going to the hole, and he finishes well with both hands. He's done it sometimes. So it's amazing to me. It's just the Syracuse basketball. Sometimes they look so good, and then it's like you're tripping over your own foot on a fast break where it should have been a dunk.
Yeah, I know. Peter, Facebook, they are what they are. Howard is not the same player he was before the injury and is afraid to go to the basket. He leaves jump shots that they are – here we go. There's no – Here we go. Gosh, I was doing so good.
Yes.
They are what they are. Howard is not the same player he was before the injury and is afraid to go to the basket, and that leaves jump shots. They are tall but cannot play under the basket with a finesse team. Chukwu is way too slow, and they cannot play man-to-man when their zone is not working. Well, they're not told to play man-to-man, so they're not going to, which I think is the biggest problem. So let's hope we get in the tournament, even if we won't match up well with other athletic teams. Okay, there was one period in that whole thing. No commas. I'm just saying. So, Peter, they're not going to play man-to-man. I wish Syracuse fans would just stop about that because they're not going to do it. As long as Jim Boeheim's coach, I mean, a 99.99999% chance you're not going to see man. Chukwu's slow. Yeah, Chukwu's slow. Sometimes he's good and sometimes he's not. Again, it goes back to the inconsistencies, right, Joe? I mean,
yeah,
we've seen him energetic. We've seen him making plays, and we've seen him where he's freaking, where you're like, man, is this Chukwu 2.0? Where's Chukwu 2.0? I don't know. I have no idea.
It's game to game.
Right. Steven says, once again, the Orange started the game on snooze. It's like their energy level is like at practice level, not game level. Frank Howard, despite what he says, is not back yet. Okay. So here, Joe, I was going to save these for different circumstances, but we're getting a lot of it and we've got another one. Maybe I'll do it after. Yeah, I'll wait till after, but remind me, I got something to ask. What do you think, Joe? What do you think?
About
the energy level, I'm starting on snooze. That's almost every game. Like we should, as SU fans, it's been decades of this. I don't know why we're like even talking about it anymore. Frank, despite what he says, is not back yet. We'll come back to that. There's other stuff that ties into that. Eichel on Facebook. Too many forced shots. Why are the two true point guards spending so much time on the pine? Still only press when it's too late. Okay. We saw Jalen Carey come in, and he was in there for about, 10 and a half seconds.
It's a minute in the box score.
Is it a minute? Well, they're going to give you a minute because they don't put seconds down. So he comes in, he grabs a rebound, and he actually kind of gets a breakaway. It starts pushing down the court, and then he throws the ball away. And it was it. He's yanked. Now, Joe, yep. I agree. I agree with one of our guys on Twitter last week. He brought this up. We had a long conversation about it. I agree they should let him play through that. But was Florida State the game to let him play through it? With Frank playing bad?
We ended up, I think the fact that we came back and had a chance to win changed that.
Right.
I think that it has to happen because I am kind of in the belief right now that Boeheim's still trying to search. I don't think we have a set five against every – that's
every like situation.
The set five for every situation or every matchup or every team. You know what I mean? So he's still trying to figure out in what situations and what matchups and who are we going to play. And then he's got to deal with the mental of – you know, how Frank Howard is going to come out and affect the game, which is pretty much up and down. Same thing with Chukwu. So there's a lot of...
Frank just came off of a Pitt game where he scored 15 points.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense. Him and Chukwu just played great. So I don't know. It's, like I said, it's just the inconsistency of it. So he has to go game by game, put them in, see how they do. And depending on how they go, depends on what the rotation is going to be. And I think he kind of threw Howard and Carey in there because Florida State had a lot of athletic guards and to see if they could help, and it didn't. And then he went quickly right back to battling Boeheim. So,
yeah, Buddy didn't play real well either. I think he should. I mean, you know, it was a struggle at point guard last night, other than Tyus. Let's put it that way. Nick says, started off bad, thought we had a chance to come back, but it wasn't enough. Frank, I have no words for being a senior. He really isn't much of a leader. Can't beat a team who shoots 50% from the three-point line. The games will only get tougher from here on out. Yeah, we mentioned it. We got like three kind of, I don't even want to call them mediocre in the ACC, but you guys know what I'm saying. They're not quad one games. Let's put it like that. There's a couple quad two and a quad three. So, Frank, I have no words for him being a senior. He says, yeah, well, I don't think coach does either, because last night coach said he wasn't in it mentally. Well, that's a huge problem. Like, what's going on? I mean, your head's not in the game. I mean, you're at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even understand that. You're trying these cute no-look passes. They're 6 feet off of the guy you're trying to pass him to, throwing him out of bounds. I mean, I don't know. It was bad. It just, it looked awful.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with his injury, by the way.
That doesn't.
None of his play last night had anything to do with his injury, in my opinion. I don't think that's something to even.
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to just how he played last year. I mean, he was going to the to the hole.
Yeah.
He was doing his little floaters, his little short jump shots. And he was a consistent scorer in, you know, the teens every single game.
Yeah.
And this year he's not there. And he's not getting by his guys. And he's not going and doing those things. I mean, you see flashes but you don't see it consistently like he did last year. So until he does that, I mean, it's going to be a struggle to figure out who you're going to play and who you're not going to play. And again, that's why, you know, my buddy Chris talking about getting Carey in there, I think getting the most options available and ready and confident enough to go out there and contribute is probably beneficial for the whole team.
Yeah. At DFin01. DFin01, by the way. At DFin01. New to Twitter. And also, I think he's listened a bunch, or has been a listener, but he DM'd me on Twitter. I welcomed him to Twitter. Welcome to the Cuse Militia on social media. And whenever you guys reach out, man, I love it. So don't ever hesitate if you got something to say. Even if you disagree with us, I don't care. Like, I just, you know, as long as it's respectful, I'm fine with it. Terrible game. Frank looked dejected at times, seeming mad or upset on the bench. Don't understand why JP put Carey in the game when he did not. When he did after. Here we go.
Did, there he do, is.
Oh. Let me figure this out. Don't understand why JB put Carey in the game when he did. Oh, there we go. There we go. Click. Don't understand why JB put Carey in the game when he did after not playing him for several games. That was mostly my bad on that. Super Bowl trip coming back, biting JB and Son in the butt. To top it all off, Coach Hop is killing it. Hey, Coach, congrats to Coach Hopkins. He is pretty much killing it. Really?
Oh, yeah?
He is. He's excellent. I watched a Washington game the other day. The Super Bowl trip, well, I mean, I don't know. They're not practicing those days anyway. But, you know, you get a little loose. I saw Jim Boeheim. He's drinking beers over there at the Super Bowl.
Beer.
We don't know how many. Frank looked dejected. Yeah, you know, I think Frank right now in that game, I think he's mad at himself. He makes zero eye contact with Coach because he knows what kind of glare he's going to get. But, right, you know what I mean? There wasn't a whole lot of good body language coming out of Frank at all yesterday on or off of the court. So, at MikeyO21, this team is suffering from the worst case of bullshit schizophrenia. Beat Duke, get run out of the gym by FSU. We kind of touched on that a little bit, right?
No, it's the ups and downs, bro.
Yeah, it's the up. It's not only is it the ups and downs, but it's.
I mean, last night's game was exactly what it was. You go down 22 just to get within 8 at halftime, to get within 1 in the second half, just to lose by 18. That's the epitome of Syracuse basketball right there.
It is, and, you know, I mean, the press lasted a really long time at the end of the first half. I think it was over 6 minutes. And then
they gave it all they got. Dude.
They did.
At the end of the day,
they didn't do it. I get it. But, yeah, I give them.
Well, they were just too tired.
Right, they were too tired, and everybody knows that.
Shooting 50% from three-point line. Get out of here.
I know. They come in shooting 33%. It's like, of course. Of course. Yeah.
We're not going to win too many games giving up 80 points.
Well, probably just not. At Demetrio. Whatever.
There you go. Perfect.
Thank you. Nailed it. Got down too much too early. If they could have hit one more shot when it was a one-possession game, it would have changed the game. Once Florida State weathered the storm, SU was gassed to hold off the Florida State run. Yeah, that's what we were saying just now. But it was when they got within one and they had a shot and they missed like their next three shots and that 7-0 run happened, and then that was 8 points, and then it expanded to 15, and you were just waiting for the clock to run out, and so were they. So it is what it is. Here's a good one, though. At GMACHB. That doesn't spell anything, right? I'm not an idiot, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right. Let's see. GMACHB, maybe. Can SU play the rest of their games on the road? That is a great question, GMAC.
No, we keep getting fans like we did last night. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, they got loud for a little bit during the.
But that crowd is pathetic, dude.
What's up with these
8 o'clock games?
Dude? You know what I think though with the crowd? I think the fact that freaking place is too big, man. I think they make more. Well, I've been there too, and it's been quiet. Yeah. Sometimes it's bad. So.
Dude, what's with this 8 o'clock game? So I feel like
I don't know. There's one more.
Dude, it's probably more than one more. No, doesn't make any sense.
I think there's one. I think there's one more, but you're going to be at that
dude,
one.
Dude, it used to be seven or nine.
Yeah, I know.
This is 8 baloney.
I know. I know. I got one more. This one's kind of long, so Joe, I'm going to have you respond to this.
Here we go.
And it's kind of just a recap. I mean, of what we've heard, but it's from Zach. A lot of hot takes per usual with any fan base after a tough loss to swallow. I think this team play flows much better with Tyus playing point guard and Buddy on the floor. Okay, take mental note. He proved today he's not only a three-point shooter and an asset on D. Keep swapping Doley and Chukwu at the center position. Jalen needs to develop further. He dribbles like he's a baby fawn just born trying to take his first steps. Love. What do we call it? We call Chukwu, he looks like he's a baby horse being born when he's down there. Love that they fought back and almost actually pulled the crazy upset, but the clumsy passing and the guys taking difficult shots instead of passing up for better opportunities did us in as per usual. This team can beat anyone in the country. It's all about putting it together. In other words, of St. Dino, it pays to be consistently good instead of occasionally great. In other words, let's talk about that recruiting class to get the bad taste out of my mouth. So, yeah, the words of Dino Babers, of course, St. Dino as he calls him. It's better to be consistently good instead of occasionally great. We were occasionally great one time this year, in my opinion, and we've been good, but just not consistently. So, yeah. I mean,
pretty much. And that's the thing. That's the little things we always talk about. That's the little things is makes the difference.
Right.
And that's when you look at last night, that's what it was. You can't let a team get 29 fast break points. I know 29. We won the turnover battle, but there was too many unforced turnovers and not being strong with the ball. Just little things that just come with just confidence and basically just attention to detail. Just that's it. And that's what turns 22 points into, you know, maybe keeping it closer to 15, 14, make your little run, and maybe it's not 8 at halftime, maybe it's only 2, and maybe you end up taking the lead in the second. You know, those little things, and when a team's down, then their mental game sometimes it changes, especially if you're on the road, and so you never know what happens. So, but we killed ourselves. So as long as we continue to keep beating ourselves, then we're not going to be able to beat teams like this, especially when they shoot like this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
You got to play the best you can play and then let everything fall into place. And that's not the best thing.
But you don't want to beat yourself. That's any sport, right, anytime. Yeah. Like, there's little things that you can control, you know, and ball control, being strong with the ball, making good passes, those little things. I mean, how many turnovers do we have coming out of timeouts? Like,
There was at least two that I can think of. One was towards the end of the game when they burned his last timeout.
Yeah.
So, and the timeouts again, too, they evaporated quickly.
Again, the attention to detail. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was going to save this for different circumstances. Free throws are terrible, and it's not surprising to me because they've been like that all year. I was going to save this little thing for different circumstances, but I can't do it anymore. There's too many opportunities to do it, so we're going to do it. Buy, sell, or hold, Joe. Okay, I'm going to give you two of them. Okay, buy, sell, or hold. Brissett is back. Buy, sell, or hold.
Hold.
You're going to hold?
Yeah. I'm going to hold.
That's really smart, but you can't hold on the next one. You can only do that once. Just so you know. Go ahead. Your reason.
Well, my reasoning is just the fact that it's only been two games. I'd like to think that he is. And if he keeps pouring in these double-doubles and he can become consistent like he was last year, then that's a great sign.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going and moving in the right direction.
I'm going to sell on that. I'm going to sell on that. And for the same reason, you want to hold, I'm just going to sell because I'm not sold yet. Two great games that he put together. And I know he can do it, but I want him to.
No, you're not sold because of consistency.
Exactly. 34 points, 24 rebounds the last two games. If you do that against, which you have a great, he has got a great opportunity to do that against Boston College. This whole team has a great opportunity to do that. If he gets another double-double, that's enough confidence, I think, going into NC State where Brissett could possibly be a difference maker, and I'll be sold. All right. Frank is not a leader. Buy, sell, or hold.
Buy.
Yeah, why?
I think he's gone through the rigor and the doghouses with Jim Boeheim, and he's grown up, and he's definitely matured, but he still has problems dealing with adversity in the moment. And to be a leader, you can't let the emotions get to you. You can't let that kind of stuff get to you. So, again, when he's in it and he's doing good, he can be a good leader, but leaders, they have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And he's just not a consistently good leader. His leadership is based on his own play. And sometimes that's looked at as kind of selfish. And sometimes, you know, it's not a good, like, again, not sometimes, but it's not a good look when that happens. We've seen it two out of the last three games. And I just hope it doesn't become more consistent.
Yeah.
I hope Brissett's play becomes more consistent than right. Howard's.
Not play.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the one thing, Frank is not a good leader. I'm totally buying that because his body language is terrible. Leaders don't do that. Leaders pump their teams up when they're on the bench. Leaders don't go down to the end of the bench and feel bad for themselves. And I'm sorry, but Frank Howard has done that one too many times for me this season to believe for a second that he's a good leader. And I think part of the reason Jim Boeheim is giving Tyus Battle the ball at point guard, and they've kind of reworked even the point guard position for that, should tell you everything.
Well, he does that against teams that play in your face defense. He did it against Pittsburgh. That's what he does because Frank, like he said, he's proven that this year so far he can't get by people. So the only people that can is Tyus Battle. So what he does is he opens up the floor by keeping Buddy out there, better shooter. And puts the ball in Battle's hands.
Because Battle can drive.
Exactly. And as far as just the leadership of Frank Howard, I'm not saying he can't be. It's just that he's, like you said, he gets so immersed in his own play.
He's kind of selfish with his. He's selfish with his emotions.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it seems like. And I think that instead of being immersed in his own play, just you have to be able to, if you want to be a successful athlete, especially in that level and then beyond, you have to be able to let the next play go and still be able to just to raise your teammates to the next level and not have them worry about, you know, your mental. And that's kind of what he does, you know. Out there, you kind of worry about what's going on with Frank. What's going on with Frank?
Yeah. Yeah.
When he's on, it's like the highest of highs and it's great.
Yeah.
Pitt, but when he was on, it's bad, he did great. Right. But when it's bad, it's. Ooh.
It's ugly.
Yeah.
It's ugly. So, all right. Hey, buy, sell, or hold moments are pulled straight out of fan feedback. So if you have something you want to present, I'm going to try to find something, at least some one or two, at the end of fan feedback every game. So we appreciate everybody participating in that big time. We love it. It's my favorite part of the show. I hope you all enjoy it, hearing everybody else and yourselves even on that. So that is all. All right, Joe. The Golden Eagles, they head to the Dome Saturday, February 9th at 2 p.m., they're going to be looking for revenge from their 77-71 home court loss on January. And it seems like just last week, Tyus scored 31 points against them because it was pretty much last week. So Syracuse shot really good in that game, 55.8% overall. But they were horrible from the line again. They went 8 for 15. For the Eagles, it was Bowman and Chapman with 21 each. And we all remember that, how that went. BC did hang with Duke for the first half last night and then ended up getting smoke at Cameron Indoor. But BC is currently, right now, they are 11-10 after that loss and 2-7 in the ACC after falling to Duke. The all-time series currently sits at 48-25 in favor of the Orange. Boston College sits at 134th in the net rankings. That makes this a quad three game at home, and essentially, it's a must-win because we definitely don't need a blemish after a Seminoles loss.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you got?
Well, this, again, like you said, you can't lose this game. And again, the sense of urgency goes up because, you know, we get a loss against a good team, an opportunity to build our resume and creep closer to the top 25. And, you know, kind of, again, we talked about it, but now this becomes a game that, like you said, it's a must win. And coming back from how you played and how that game started, I hope to maybe, because you never know, have a fast start against a team that we probably should beat.
Could be, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, the response is different when you, you know, the only thing I would think that could hurt him is underestimating, excuse me.
I just don't. It's hard for me to think that Jim Boeheim's going to allow them to come in and underestimate this team. You know, I just don't.
I would hope so, right?
Because especially after you lose, you want to play better. You know, and again, we don't know what's happening behind the scenes and everything like that. But you know, you got the Chukwus and the Frank Howards that they want to play better. And we know what we're going to get. You know, we're going to get a heavy dose of Kai Bowman doing all this. You know, he's, like I said, I think he's an NBA player. And, you know, you got Chapman who can shoot. Popovich down there is tough. Mitchell's a good kind of scrappy defensive player. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen him. We know what we're facing. And we beat them at their place. And there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to beat them at our place, especially on a Saturday at 2 o'clock. I mean,
2 o'clock.
The dome should be a lot more impressive than what it was last night. That's for sure. And, it's just one of those things where it's just you lose last game and it's on to the next one. So, got to get the win.
Yeah, and like we said, you
this
know,
is one that would hurt.
This right. I was just about to say that. Like we said, the Florida State loss, the Virginia Tech loss, those were really good opportunities for us to get that resume, get that another quad one win on the resume, you know,
right.
and kind of, you know, have something else to hang our hat on. But
right.
The loss doesn't hurt you. It sucks really bad. You can't keep losing them. I think you got to pull out another one. But
yep.
A loss against Boston College at home, and that will hurt. That will hurt. That will be bad.
Yeah. So these are the type of games that really they make you more nervous than last night.
Yeah,
I mean, I hate to lose home games,
right?
But even like Virginia Tech, I was going into that, and even the Duke one, I was going into that expecting to lose, and really wasn't too nervous about it because you're kind of going out there and just playing with free money. But right now, I mean, now you're talking about this makes me nervous. This is the kind of games that make me nervous because if we come out and we play like trash and we lose this game, then that changes a lot of things.
They led Duke last night
right.
at Cameron Indoor at halftime. So we'll just have to see. But, I mean, you know what to look for. Look for Chapman. Look for Bowman. Don't leave them open. Stop giving these guys open shots. Get out on these shooters. And Chukwu's got to play. Chukwu's got to have a good game. And Frank Howard needs to knock the dust off. For real.
Yeah. I think that Chukwu does have to have a good game because I do believe that they're not going to rely on just a three-point shot this time around. So I would look to probably see a lot of penetration by Kai Bowman and trying to maybe get some points down low. And, yeah, so I think Chukwu definitely has to step up and have a good game on defense. And that's kind of what I would look for. That, and if we can just take away the inside and take that away and maybe try to force Kai Bowman to not be able to drive, which is not an easy task, but if we can kind of force them into a three-point shooting kind of thing and just you know, make them reliant on that, then I think that'd probably be in our best interest. So,
yeah. Huh? Make them one dimensional.
So, right. Either one way or another. But again, Chukwu's going to have a lot to do with that. And hopefully, you know, we don't have a case of cardiac cues on Saturday. That's for sure.
Yeah. Let's hope we can just cruise to victory on this one. Anyway, I would like to thank all of you. Thank you for obviously your participation in fan feedback and, you know, just listening. Listenership is way up, and Joe and I are just blessed to be able to do this, and we enjoy it so much. And yes, to have you guys listen, it's just awesome for us. A couple guys who just are passionate about Syracuse sports and want to have fun talking about it with other people. And we've met a lot of cool people on social media, so it's just cool, man. And we're just so lucky to have you guys listen. So we appreciate that. I want to thank Tick Splits, obviously, my bookie, James on guitar, JP Mulligan's. Go to JP Mulligan's Facebook page. They gave away tickets to that Florida State game. I mean, it's free. It's free. Go to their Facebook page, give them a like there. And obviously, they got all the specials going on during SU games. If you go in there, grab some good grub, get a little special on some Labatt's, and enjoy yourself. And thanks, Armchair All-Americans. That is it. More Cuse Militia Podcast is inevitable. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Cuse Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.